Croesaw, and welcome to Tales of Wales Throwback Thursdays. We're doing this because we recently noticed that we've hit a real purple patch in terms of listeners, and we have a whole new bunch of you. So diolch yn fawr to begin with, thank you. But as we've been going now for a year and a half, we noticed that the early episodes haven't had as many downloads or as listens as some of our later ones. So we thought every Thursday we'd play a snippet, a wee little pipette, from our earlier episodes, so you can get a bit of the old flavour for what they were about.
Yeah, a little I know I say this a lot, the old sizzle reel, if you like. Oh, the sizzle reel.
Spitting, it's sizzling.
It's sizzling, it's fucking hot, baby. It's hot.
Flaming hot.
Yeah, but no, like you said, we wanted to give a little pint-sized epi, as you called it before. We went on this, and I'm going to steal it now.
Yeah, and I saw that from another podcast, so...
Well, theft within theft.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good.
What do they say? What's that quote where they say, like, so, an artist plagiarizes, a real artist steals.
Imitation is the highest form of flattery. Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna do a little mini sort of app every Thursday from now on. That's like a throwback to our old episodes. And then yeah, if you guys like the sounds of it, you can go back and revisit it.
So yeah, we'll do like a 10-minute clip from what might be a funny part from there. Then within the podcast description, we'll have a link to that episode. So episode one about Bad TV. Someone got in touch with us saying, oh, you should do Bad TV. And I was going to reply, oh, dear boy, we've already done him. But then I realised that's like fucking...
goddamn stupid son of a bitch, we've already done it.
But that's like 70 episodes ago. Or like, you know, fucking eight time, man. That's bare time ago.
Bare time, bro.
So like, so we thought maybe if people don't know our early episodes, we'll just do intros and then... a little snippet from the episode, and then you can find the rest of your info within the podcast notes. And it will also be the title of the episode.
Right. There we go. That's kind of summed it up.
Yeah. So, Dirk and Grandor, thanks for your support. You're the best.
Thanks, I love as you. Always. Sorry, guys. So, my first story is the tale of Ritter Gaur and the shaving of the royal whiskers.
Ooh, my whiskers just quivered at the way you said that.
Yeah, exactly. So, like you said, you're already in, you're tantalised, you're in there. So
first, you have my attention, now you've got my curiosity. Is that what it is? I never get it right.
I think you got it right, just the wrong way round. So not right. You have my curiosity, now you have my attention.
Yeah, that. So do that again. No, I'm joking.
No, keep it as it is. I think it's good, though. You know, it's real. It's real like that. Okay, so the tale of Ritter Gaur and the shaving of the royal whiskers. So a long time ago, when the land was still brimming with old Celtic magic, there was a giant that went by the name of
Ritter Gaur. Back when Britain knew what it was.
When Britain knew what it was, before the bloody men came in, it was just giants being giants, working giant jobs, yeah?
But when Britain had a bit of self-respect and didn't mind what it was about, it didn't know what it was like.
Make Britain magical again. That's what I'm saying.
Bloody Margaret Thatcher.
So back in the good old days, right? Yeah. Ritter Gaur, despite what we just went through the riff then, he was not a Nigel Farage type. He was just a fucking giant called Ritter Gaur.
Like Ritter Gaur is what?
It was Ritter. Ritter, you're a roll that fucking army.
I can't.
Ritter Gaur.
Yeah. Good
I don't know what Ritter is in Old Welsh, but Gaur is just the, what's Treiglo in English? Mutation of Caur, which just means giant.
So is Ritter any relation to that German thing that taught us Welsh at school called Ich bin Ritter, Ich bin Rolli? Ich bin Ritter, Ich bin Rolli.
I can only assume it's exactly
Ich bin Ritter, Ich bin Rolli.
Ich bin Rolli. Beine hast du, whatever the fuck that was.
That's his Telefonnummer.
Oh, remember that one, yeah.
We're putting this in right now. Hallo aus Berlin, wie geht's?
Wie heißt du? Hallo aus Berlin, wie heißen Sie? I think that's right, is it?
Wie alt bist du? Hallo aus Berlin, wie heißt du? Guten Tag,
I was never good at German, so yeah, we'll insert that though, just so everyone can have a little bit of nostalgia.
Yeah.
I can imagine us being the only school that ever fucking listened to that shit. It was like a fever dream. Mad. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. So back in the day, there was a giant that went by the name of Ritter Gaur. Many of the giants of the time lived in mountain caves across the island of Britain, and Ritter was no different. Giants would often be a pain in the ass to many kings of the land because they'd steal and eat livestock from nearby farms, and occasionally even eat men and women who strayed too far from their towns and villages. Ritter had had enough of living off stolen cows and sheep, and resented the many kings of the land. He was stronger, braver, and certainly bigger than these tiny human rulers. Why shouldn't he be the one in charge? He decided he would defeat these kings and prove himself their superior, starting with two neighbouring monarchs named Ninyo and Pabio. These two kings were ruling over weak and... Yeah, not bad, actually. Very Welshy.
Yeah.
Well, of course. These two kings were...
Funny,
yeah, the best thing about Wales is Welsh, right?
What's the thing about Wales? So I'll stop that. It only really works when you pretend to do it as an English person. It doesn't quite work. You've got to say
you
Wales.
Can't really do it as a Welsh accent.
Wales, yeah. Bloody Wales. All their signs are backwards. Welsh. How do they cope? I don't know how they do it. How do you understand
how much
what
money's
saying?
Going into them signs then? Like, how much money you got to print those signs in two languages?
Dangerous they are.
Oh, right, where was I? Sorry, so, yeah. But he, what's his name? Ritter decided he'd conquer all the kings of Britain. This is Briton now, not Britain. Yes. So, you know, full of Celts at this point. So he'd start with the two neighbouring monarchs named Ninyo and Pabio. These two kings were ruling over weakened kingdoms after years of war with each other. So, easy win for our big boy Ritter. Ritter gathered like-minded giants, hired bandits, and made deals with other creatures and beasts of the mountains to fill the ranks of his army, and then proceeded to slaughter Ninyo and Pabio's armies with ease. Ritter shaved the beards from his beaten enemies, a symbol of their strength and manliness, and wove them into his cloak to mark his victory.
It's pretty cool.
And it's pretty, yeah, it's pretty badass, that. The news of Ritter Gaul's attack spread all over Britain, and the other kings of the land decided to pause any hostilities between themselves and unite against Ritter's army. 28 kings, leading 28 armies, marched against the giant, and after a long and bloody struggle, Ritter emerged victorious with 28 new beards woven into his cloak, declaring himself king of all Prydain, Britain in Welsh.
Back when Prydain was all about Britain.
Oh, give us our beard backs, my lord, please, please, I'll be a good boy.
That's a good, I like that so far. Carry on.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah. So some foreign kings would see this as an opportunity
foreign
to carve out a piece.
Foreign
bloody kings? Come over here,
yeah,
to Britain.
Foreign bastard coming over here, not taking my beard off. At least the king knows where he stood with him.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I was no fan of Ritter Gaul, right? But you knew where you stood with him.
Well, these foreign kings come up, they'll probably have ghoulies and rice for breakfast, something horrible like that, goat's milk.
They don't even speak fucking Welsh.